This is Akashvani. The news read by Sanjay Mattu. The National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG, has approved a project worth 272 crore rupees for Chandoli and Manikpur in Uttar Pradesh. The 59th Executive Committee meeting of the mission, chaired by Director General NMCG Rajiv Kumar Mittal, approved several projects dedicated to the conservation and rejuvenation of the Ganga River. These initiatives are aimed at promoting the cleanliness, sustainable development, and preservation of the environmental and cultural significance of the river. Taking a distinct, significant step towards river conservation in Buxar, Bihar, the committee has also approved an ambitious project at a cost of 257 crore rupees. Under this initiative, a state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant with a capacity of 50 million litres per day and supporting structures will be constructed. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. Vice President Dhankar described 2025 as a momentous juncture in the country's republic journey. He mentioned that this year marks the entry into the final quarter of our constitution's centenary. He said that the time for us to rededicate ourselves towards realizing the vision of the constitution makers while advancing towards Viksit Bharat at 2047. Wishing the citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year, Prime Minister Modi expressed the hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. The world welcomed 2025 with grandeur and festivities as dazzling fireworks, cultural performances and joyous gatherings marked the beginning of a new chapter. The new year travels across different time zones, starting with Kiribati in the Pacific and ending in American Samoa. From Sydney to London, celebrations reflected hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. New Zealand's Auckland was among the first major cities to welcome the new year, with thousands enjoying fireworks and light displays. As the clock struck midnight in Sydney, Australia, the skies lit up with a breathtaking fireworks display over the Harbour Bridge and Opera House. In Dubai, thousands attended a fireworks show at the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest skyscraper. London defied weather concerns with a spectacular fireworks show on the banks of the River Thames. Grand celebrations unfolded across cities in the country. In Mumbai, thousands gathered along the Arabian Sea promenade, while iconic spots like Connaught Place and horse cars in Delhi buzzed with revelers. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to scattered rainfall and snowfall over the Western Himalayan region during the next 2 to 3 days. According to the IMD, cold to severe cold conditions are expected in isolated places over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh today. The movement of several trains has been affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 22 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed by up to 2 hours. These include the Ayodhya Express, the Patalkot Express, Kaifiyat Express, Sampark Kranti Express, Gondwana Express, Telangana Express and Padmavat Express. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. In Jammu and Kashmir, nearly 9.5 million pilgrims visited the holy cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Ji last year. Despite back-to-back elections to the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly in Jammu and Kashmir and the terror strike on Shiv Khori pilgrims at Riyasi on June 9. Our Jammu correspondent reports that around 94.80 lakh pilgrims paid obeisance to Goddess Vaishno Devi Ji this year, just 42,000 less than the previous year, 2023. In football, West Bengal clinched their 33rd National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy, defeating Kerala 1-0 in the final at Gachibowli Stadium in Hyderabad yesterday. Robbie Hansda, the tournament's top scorer with 12 goals, was awarded both the Player of the Match and the Player of the Tournament honours. In the Hockey India League, Shrachi Rad Bengal Tigers will clash with Team Gonasika at Rourkela, Odisha today. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.